Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure. Enjoy! Kid Craddock in the morning.
It's time to talk movies just in time for Memorial Day weekend with our friend from RottenTomatoes.com, Gray Drake.
Hi, Gray.
Hey, Gray.
Yay, Memorial Day. Woohoo!
That means a big, big movie weekend, right?
Huge. This is like the money weekend and the last one that we get until 4th of July weekend.
Oh.
The first movie that we have is a good one for families, and that is the reunion of Adam Sandler and Drew Barrymore in Blended.
The preview confused me.
Right. Well, the movie confused me too, so I don't think it's going to give you any answers. Drew Barrymore and Adam Sandler are two single parents, and they go out on a disastrous date.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So they don't like each other, but unfortunately, they don't know that they're linked by a mutual friend, and somehow they both end up like taking their families on the same vacation to Africa.
What are the odds?
Okay.
And so I was like, kind of, you know, frowning, and like you could smell the smoke because I was thinking about how this would actually be plausible.
Mm-hmm.
And then I reminded myself that this is an Adam Sandler movie and I needed to take another shot.
Right. That's true.
I mean, it is what it is.
I mean, he did take a water boy and made him into the best college football player of all time. And we like that movie.
Yes, you can do it.
You can do
it.
I
love that movie. And Adam Sandler, by the way, when I talked to him as a representative of Rotten Tomatoes, he figured out who I worked for.
Yeah.
And then he goes, ugh.
Well, what's Blended getting on the tomato meter right now?
Well, Blended is not going to screen for critics. I only saw it because I did the interviews.
Oh.
Yeah. So this
what
is one
you
of those
give
movies.
It?
I would give it, oh, God. Well, percentage-wise,
yeah.
I'll give it like a 50%. Like, it's not necessarily
okay.
A fresh movie, but I did laugh.
Okay,
so borderline.
The thing that I liked about this movie is that Drew Barrymore and Adam Sandler are great together, and this movie was sweet. Like, it had like a real sweetness to it, and it was about families, and that's how I can tell that I'm a lady who's aging according to schedule.
According to schedule.
Kind of a tough weekend for this movie too, right? Going up against a huge blockbuster.
Absolutely. This is counter-programming at its best, because if you have people in your family that for some reason don't want to see X-Men, then they will be happy watching, you know, people talk about their relationships and how their kids are dumb. But for everybody else in the world, I'm going to say most of the world, mm-hmm. there is X-Men Days of Future Past.
Well, I don't know a ton about X-Men, so this is like the very beginning of the story, right?
Oh, Lordy, this movie. Yeah, I guess so. It's the genesis. Well, it seems like mutants are always having their lives threatened.
Oh, man.
I know. It's like, listen, if you have any kind of special powers, just don't tell anybody.
That's such a funny sentence. Mutants are always having their lives threatened. Yeah. I don't know why it's so funny.
It's hard out there for a mutant, you know?
It's so
really
star-studded.
Really is. I feel very bad for them. And so at the beginning of this movie, kind of similarly to the very first X-Men movie that they did, there is an apocalypse going on for the entire world, but it all started with the mutants, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So Professor Xavier, the Patrick Stewart version,
okay.
and the Ian McKellen version of Magneto, they're hanging out with some really cool mutants who have the ability to bend time.
What year is this supposed to be, or does it matter?
Well, it starts in the future, okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But what happens is, they have to go back to a very key moment in the past, and they have to get the mutants all together, meaning young, hot Magneto and Professor X, played by Michael Fassbender and James McAvoy, and Mystique, played by Jennifer Lawrence, and they have to help stop the coming apocalypse, right? So they're just going to rewrite history. No big deal.
That's easy.
We should get in sync back together.
Yeah.
So the only person that can, or mutant, that can withstand the time travel is Wolverine. So, as he says in the trailer, like, unfortunately, patience is not his strong suit. but okay. he's tasked with kind of saving the world.
All right.
Oh, it sounds like this movie's going to be so hard to keep up with.
Here's the good news. The movie makes perfect sense.
Okay.
It's not that hard to follow, and I have a real trouble with time travel storylines because I'm always drunk. But this movie is fantastic. It was so good that I told Patrick Stewart when I walked into the interview that I wish I could tell him my reaction to the film, but I couldn't because I was swearing too much.
What do you mean?
It's blankety blanking awesome.
That's right. I was all over the place with my swears. And Patrick Stewart looks at me and he puts his chin on his hand and he leans forward and he goes, "Well, I wish you would swear and tell me exactly what you thought of it."
Okay. Well, what'd you tell him then? And we'll beep it out.
I said, "Okay, Patrick Stewart, I'll tell you exactly what I said." I walked out of X-Men Days of Future Past and I said, "Holy, that movie was the—"
I've never heard that. You invented a swear word.
My goodness. That good, Hunter.
Oh, man. That made my day. I'm so glad I'm here.
And we still have a ton of reviews to add. The tomato meter score is not accurate as of this exact second. But keep an eye on it because this movie's definitely going to be fresh. There's no question. But
just how fresh?
It started at 93%. It's gone up to 95.
So is a must watch movie.
This is a must watch, and I really liked the last X-Men movie, First Class. But I would go so far as to say that this film has reinvigorated the entire franchise.
Wow.
All right.
Well, Gray Drake from RottenTomatoes.com, thank you so much again for joining us and letting us know to definitely go watch X-Men and to Unblended.
I'm going to go come up with a new swear for you guys.
Thank you. Thank you. I can't wait.
Talk to you next week, Gray.
Bye.
Bye.
The Kid Nation app. Hear the show and watch it 24/7 on your iPhone or Android. Get it in the App Store right now. Kid Craddock in the morning.
A couple days ago, Jenna, you mentioned that you have never had a song written about you.
Well, I'm sure most people haven't. I think it just kind of came up during some entertainment story about John Legend and people.
Yeah.
I was just kind of making a comment off how people were saying that All of Me song.
About
They're
his
like, "Oh, I'm
Chrissy
so tired
T.
of it." I'm like, that's kind of cool, though.
But she was
still tearing
that.
Up. She was still tearing up when he was singing it at the award show the other night. Well,
Kelly had an idea. Here it is.
You get tired of songs, but I mean, it's a good song.
Oh, I love that song.
Yeah, and I wish someone wrote that about me.
Somebody write a song for Jenna.
Please.
You know what? That'd be beautiful.
We have a lot of talented people that listen to us. And somebody, they admired you for a while.
Yeah.
This is your chance to get it in.
This is, hey, you can please Kelly and do something nice for Jenna at the same time.
Kelly said, somebody write a song for Jenna. And
somebody did.
Dang it, did they listen. Not just one person. Many a people wrote songs for you, Jenna.
Cool.
Many a people.
I'm so happy.
See,
you didn't ask for
you can't. I'm so kidding.
No, I'm happy that people actually responded.
Yeah,
because I would have felt bad if I put it out there and then Jenna would feel worse.
Right.
That after I flat out said that nobody came through. So thank you for responding. Now, yesterday we played a real quick snippet. I mean, as soon as we asked, this guy was in his car and he wrote a little song for Jenna that we played yesterday. But here's one of our listeners, Philip. This is the one. You want to hear it again?
Philip Johnson, right?
Okay, yeah, so let's hear that again real quick.
Here's the beat. J-N-N-A. You brighten up my day with those crazy things you say. Cause you're my J-N-N-A. That's all you get for now.
Yeah.
Bye.
Yeah.
Well, that was great.
You want some more, you better call Philip, Jenna.
On the fly.
Yeah. I like that. I know. It does. It's kind of like, wait, that's it?
We're choosing to believe he was stopped at a traffic light during that recording. But there is more, Jenna. That was just a little taste.
Really? Wow,
there is
just an appetizer?
That was just yes.
Oh.
We're moving on to the salad.
All right.
Other salad.
Our listener, Sass Dubois. Yes, I said that.
Oh, it's a French salad.
Actually wrote a poem for Jenna. And here's her nephew, Remedo, to perform it.
Wow. Remedo?
Whatever.
Remedo?
It says Remedo here.
That's cute.
Jenna in the morning. It took one show to make me an addict. Just a little pick-me-up, gotta have my kid Craddock. Need to put a face to the voice, I admit I was curious. Standing by the microphone, she looked so serious. Mm-hmm. She had a bad breakup, and I'm sorry for your loss. Give me a chance, I'll make you smile at any cost. Because a beauty like yours should come with a warning. Nothing can compare to Jenna in the morning. A song for Jenna, that's what Kelly told me. So Jenna, here's a little smoky. You really got a hold on me. The weekends are the longest when she is away. But I'm turned on before the radio every 6 a.m. Monday. Because a beauty like yours should come with a warning. Nothing can compare to Jenna in the morning. Jenna, you're hurting, and your heartache is real. But on that road, I know how you feel. But there ain't nothing a time can't heal. Because a beauty like yours should come with a warning. Nothing can compare to Jenna in the morning.
Yeah. All right.
Awesome.
Hey. He went more the Tupac poetic route.
I like the monotone there. That was so good.
That's the Kings, baby.
He was feeling some Jenna right there.
Yeah, he was.
All right, I think he's too young for me.
Jenna in the morning.
You know, we're going to have another course to this entree.
Oh, what are we moving on to?
Oh, wow.
One of our favorite. Yes, this is a soup. There you go.
Is this a price fix, like multi-course?
No.
Maybe this. You know what this should be? This should be the sorbet to cleanse our palate before the entree.
Okay.
How about that?
I think this is more of crawfish.
One of our favorite listeners of the show decided he'd record an original hit song for Jenna. This is Rick from Shreveport and Girl Boots.
Hey there, Jenna. Hey, Rick from Shreveport. I wanted to write you a little song. It's called Girl Boots. And that's not just because it was labeled that way in the production library. Because that's how I feel in my heart. Also, this is not Greg from production. This is Rick from Shreveport. Here's Girl Boots. Jenna. Oh, Jenna.
It's professional.
Come on, Rick.
I don't know what to say.
That's right.
Will you come out and play? Jenna. Oh, Jenna.
Nice.
I got a big old truck. And I should hang out. Jenna.
Oh, I know where he's going.
Oh, Jenna.
Okay.
My rig was built for two. You know what we should do.
What?
Jenna.
Find out.
Oh, Jenna.
Oh, Jenna.
I believe I've made my case. You and I, we should get it on.
Yeah.
At my place.
Did he mention girl boots anywhere in the song?
No.
It was labeled in the music library.
No, he said it wasn't labeled like that in the production library.
Nice. Rick from Shreveport.
Not production Greg. Rick from Shreveport.
It totally was not Greg from production.
That was awesome.
I bet he's at a casino in Shreveport, right?
Oh, yeah.
You know what, Kelly? I'm thinking we should reorder that. That should have been the dessert.
No.
Oh.
Now we got to have the entree. Oh. Dessert is coming.
Hey, this is the entree.
I'm going to get full before we get there.
What we got now?
Okay, you've heard Pretty, Pretty, Please, right?
Yeah.
By Pink?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Well, this is with the first cover. Here is Candace singing that Pink song. It's her cover for Jenna.
Jenna always pretty hilarious. Cracks me up every morning. Just can't get enough. She is stubborn, always a little goofy. And she loves her dog, his name is Maximus.
It is.
Pretty, pretty, please.
Oh,
don't you ever, ever feel like you're less than perfect. Pretty, pretty, please, please pick my song because you're perfect. You are perfect to me.
Well, we picked it, Candace.
Great boy.
You see that we were watching on Kid TV.
Yeah, the only thing that's concerning is that her name's Candace. And
she's got a big J on the wall for Jenna.
Yeah, like one of those like expensive big J's you
that's
have.
A fan. That's a fan right
that's
there.
That's a big old J.
Great.
All right, you've had
the appetizer, Candace.
You've had the salad, you've had the sorbet to cleanse your palate, and the entree.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now what?
Now we're moving on to dessert.
Oh, dessert?
She's a crazy Mexican.
By dessert, we mean JC, a double scoop.
You know how you regret dessert?
No. You got to save room for dessert.
Sometimes you regret dessert.
There's always room for Jello.
Well, it depends on what it is. Is it Jello? Dulce de leche?
Dulce de leche? It's a little dulce de leche. It's a little.
Is it a la mode with a little ice cream on top?
A little bit.
I can't do that.
It's acoustic.
What was that?
Here we go.
That's me clearing my throat, Al.
Let him clear his throat.
You know how I feel about a love song written for me from you.
I got my guitar here and everything.
Just don't look her in the eye. That'll be really awkward for all of us.
Well, I got to read my lyrics, so I'm not going to look her in the eye.
Good.
Shannon, put some warm hall on there.
Oh, it's not.
There it is.
Oh, we need some reverb.
It's not from the heart.
It's not from the heart.
To look at the computer.
It's from the pen with my hands.
Should I go stand so he can look at me, Jenna, and read his lyrics? Yeah.
Don't stand next to the artist.
You'll distract him.
Yeah.
No. You're going to mess me up. You're going to mess me up.
Mess him up. You really are.
You're going to mess him up.
He's so awkward right now.
Jenna, go back. Jenna, go back.
You're making me feel awkward. Jenna, go to your seat. Get out of my face.
You're singing me a love song, and you're telling me to love.
Fine, you can stand right there, but like one step back, please. Thank you.
All right. Here
Where'd my tip jar go, guys?
Singing his song for Jenna. Here is, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. J-C.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody. This is my one and only song that I brought for my set. It's called Jenna.
What's it about?
This chick. Lately she's been losing sleep because her ovaries are bulging out her skin. It's not bad, she only has 10 cats. So if you're looking for Jenna, she'll be at the bar.
I wrote that part.
She'll be your wife. Just give her wine. She's got brains like Einstein. She's going up crazy signs. Talk to her and you will find old. Yeah, she's getting old fun, except I'm getting trolled. I think that her style is bold. She always got the common cold. She has a bug who has to stop eating. And she got fake boobs that don't hurt her golf swing. She may lie next to you if you just offer her a ride. Lately she's been one to keep because she doesn't sweat, got Botox in her pits, and she works out tons and she has great lats. So if you're looking for Jenna, she'll be at the, let's face it, she'll be at your house.
Yeah.
There's my song, Jenna. Did you like it?
Yeah. All right.
Offensive parts, you know, but like it was real nice. It was about me, so whatever.
That song's gonna be in heavy rotation all across the country.
Oh man, oh, yeah. I feel it.
All weekend.
Just like JC's Drop It Like It's Hot mix. What was it you did?
Dance Like No One's Watching.
There you go.
In parentheses.
You see, I just want one little explanation of part of the song since you're here.
I wrote that.
What do you mean?
I wrote that.
It's one I got it from the library.
Coming up, y'all, it's time to play High Low right now. Win your share of our $40,000 that we are giving away on the Kid Craddock Morning Show. But you can't do that if you don't call us. The number is 800-KID-LIVE. That's 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We play High Low next. The Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Yeah. The Kid Craddock Morning Show is back.
So far this week, with the high-low game, we've given away over $7,000.
What?
Started on Monday with Betsy Day. She got $2,000. Mm-hmm. Tuesday, Joyce Phillips won $1,500. Wednesday, Brad Enos won $2,200. And yesterday, Brittany Cox won $1,400. You may be next.
Yep.
Now, that's a lot of money.
Yeah, it is.
Between $1,000 and $2,500. That's how much you could potentially win.
Yeah.
Which is pretty life-changing right there.
Yeah, it's a good weekend to win money, too, you know?
Yeah, heading off for the weekend, hopefully.
I think if I won that much money, I would probably buy, I know it sounds silly.
Yeah.
I would probably buy a couple of, or maybe even three, suits.
Suits?
Yeah. I'm going to this wedding this weekend.
Okay.
Yeah, you realize you had nothing.
I really don't. You know, I wear the same, like, 2.5 suits. And, you know, the church.
You only have the Steve Harvey collection right now, is what you got.
Hey, Steve got some nice.
That's a good investment, though.
But that's what I need. I really need. I may end up wearing a tux or something because I got that and I never wear it. So, but anyway, that's probably what I would blow it on.
See, if I got lucky enough to win $2,500, I would put it towards this TV I've had my eye on.
Oh, really?
It's the Samsung.
It's more than $2,500?
It's $3,500, but I would put it towards it because then it would, you know, my wife wouldn't get mad at me for buying it for $1,000.
Yeah.
The Samsung 55-inch LED 4K Ultra HD TV. Ultra HD.
What's Ultra HD?
It's better than HD?
It's better than the 1080. It's 2160.
I don't even know what that means.
All I heard was
$3,500.
No,
the curve one hasn't come out yet, I don't think, and I think that's way out of my price range.
Yeah.
Mm. That curve one, I know what you're talking
about. It'll go down.
Yeah, it'll go down. I'll wait a couple years.
10 years,
to get that.
It'll go down.
You know what I would do?
What?
Don't tell me you're going to the dollar store.
No, I wouldn't. Okay.
You know what? I would just do something so completely out of the ordinary for me.
What?
I would probably look up, I'd go online and pick one of those great places where you go for a weekend retreat and just.
By yourself?
Veg. I don't know if I could do it by myself. I might treat one of my girlfriends to it with me.
Yeah.
Who's maybe, you know, just needing a break.
Well, yeah. Girls' weekend with a spa and everything.
A spa. I wouldn't necessarily see her except when we get back together for our, you know, tofu dinner or whatever they serve us.
Tofu dinner.
Yeah,
right?
Get massages
great.
And facials. Just really, just blow it. Because, I mean, this is just found money.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Jenna, what would you do?
I'd buy you guys something.
Jenna,
world peace. You know,
I'm going to Vegas this weekend, so since we're going to talk about just being lavish and blowing money, I like blackjack, so I'd take half of it and you just use that and go bet,
gamble.
You know, do blackjack. And then I just hate wasting it on gambling, so I'd take the other half and go
unless
into one of those fancy stores in the casino and buy a purse or a pair of shoes or something cool that I'd actually get to take home if I lost all my blackjack money.
When you can go through the casino and you go to the gift shop, because all of that stuff is way
so
overpriced.
Expensive.
So the gift shop, I'm looking at this hotel, and I'm like, okay, if I forget something, I'm like, okay, there's a Rolex store. Okay, no, that's not going to work.
There's always like two rich dudes in there.
There's a Manolo store. Yeah, guys just go from like the table to the store. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm. But we're not going to be spending the money because we're not going to win. You are.
Yeah. Let's do it. Oh,
you can be joining. Let's go, Big Al.
Before we get to that, I got another email from corporate.
Oh, you did?
Listen up. Now, killer music here.
Another email from corporate.
Yes. Attention, Kid Craddock Morning Show staff. It's been brought to my attention that a limo was mistakenly sent out on Thursday, giving Big Al Mac and Jenna more liberty to speak during the Kid Craddock Morning Show High-Low Cash Contest. Corporate acknowledges this mistake and withdraws that memo and institutes the following instead. This is good.
Okay. This is good.
Yeah.
Why is it good?
During the execution of the High-Low game, the cast members allowed to speak are JC.
Yes.
Kelly Raspberry. And Jenna Owen.
Yes!
That's better.
Okay.
Big Al Mac may interject minimally before the first call is taken.
Can't do it if you can't say it.
Yeah.
And after the final call, but the board op is at liberty to turn his mic off should he attempt to speak during the actual contest execution.
Big Al allowed to cough during the segment?
It's in the best interest of both the listener and the Kid Craddock Morning Show that Mr. Mac remains silent during the aforementioned contest. Sincerely, corporate.
Well, at least corporate knows your name, so there's that.
I work on radio. How am I going to not talk?
I'm sorry, Al. They said whenever we need to turn your mic off.
Play.
All right, let's play.
All right, Al, let's go.
We got $40,000 to give away, and we are going to do that now with the High-Low Cash Contest. You can win anywhere between $1,000 and $2,500 in cash.
Yeah, Kelly has been given an envelope with today's amount in it. If you correctly guess that dollar amount, you're going to win this money. And remember, it's in $10 increments. Always going to end with a zero.
Somebody messed up the date on the envelope and they had to cross it out.
We're saving paper.
Yeah.
Reuse these same envelopes.
Okay, Kelly's opening up the envelope.
Yeah.
Here's the said envelope.
Oh, that was a very nice open, Kelly. You didn't rip it this time.
I went ahead and ripped it before.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
We're saving paper.
There's the amount.
You got the amount?
I got it.
Make sure you're listening carefully to the caller's guess before you. Callers on the line right now. Kelly is going to tell if the amount given is higher or lower than what your guess is, and you can win.
All right, let's play high-low. Ashley, what is your guess?
$21.30.
It is lower than 2130.
All righty. Lisa, what is your guess?
Hello? Good
Lisa.
Morning.
Lisa, yeah.
Your guess?
Yes. Okay. 1960.
It is lower than 1960.
Okay, still got a book in that bad boy. All right. Tawanda, what is your guess?
Shut up.
1870.
It is lower than 1870.
1870 lower. Kelly's
trying
right.
to be so stoned
she
for
is.
This year. Yeah.
Brooke, what is your guess?
1750.
It is lower than 1750.
Good guess, though.
Yeah. All right, that's a good guess.
Yeah.
Stacy, what is your guess?
1330.
It is lower than 1330.
Okay.
Oh, boy. All right, Tammy, what is your guess?
Yes. 1220.
It is lower than 1220.
Dang it. Alicia, what is your guess?
1,180.
It is lower than 1,180.
Kelly got a little glimmer on there. Just saying. Shannon, what is your guess?
1,120.
It's higher than 1120. Oh,
right. We got a bookend.
Yeah.
All right. That's good. That's good.
Yeah.
It's getting close. Evan, what is your guess?
I'm going to say 1,150.
Who was that?
Evan.
Evan, you just won 1,150.
Yay!
And I hear you laughing with joy.
Yes.
You go, Evan. What are you going to do with that cash?
Well, I'm currently a medical student, so that's probably going to pay some bills for me.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh, I hope you have a little bit of fun with it, Evan.
No, yeah, just spend it on
I'll
that.
I'll try and have a little bit of fun with
it's
it.
Money.
I'm also getting married soon, so I'll probably
oh, see,
do
there you go.
Oh,
congratulations.
Girl, when are you getting married? What's your wedding date?
It's going to be April of this upcoming year.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. April. One of my favorite months because I was born in it.
Hey, Evan, I got this rash thing going on, and Al won't let his girlfriend take a look at it.
No.
Would you mind helping me out?
No.
I don't know if I can do that.
Thank you, Evan.
Yeah, it looks like Al's rash.
Wise decision.
Yeah.
So what's your new married name going to be?
It'll be Marr, M-A-R.
Evan Marr.
Evan Marr.
What are you
Evan
giving Marr. Up for that? What's your name now?
Parsh.
Evan Parsh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Evan Marr's pretty even. That's pretty even trade.
So
yeah.
Parshmar.
Yeah, you can hyphenate.
Yeah.
Now, when do you graduate?
I'll actually be done a little less than a year from now.
Oh. Okay, so it's all going to time out together.
Perfect.
Graduating, marriage, and $1,150 to blow it all on.
Yes.
There you go.
Congratulations, Evan. You enjoy that money, and good luck with medical school, okay?
Thank you so much.
Good luck with marriage.
No, thank you for listening. Yeah, good luck with marriage. That's a toughie.
Back to more of the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Welcome to graduation season.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
So many young people. Moving
so full
on,
of hope and dreams.
Moving on to the next step of their lives, not knowing what's going to happen.
It could be great.
A lot of universities and high schools hire people to come out and do commencement speeches, and we get asked to do it all the time. But
we're
so busy and stuff.
Yeah.
Since we're so busy and we can't make it out to your schools.
You're just giving us a blanket excuse right now.
Yeah. We decided that we'll just do it on the radio. If you want, go ahead and record it.
All right.
And
just
play it.
There you go.
Whenever you need inspiration.
Yeah.
A little cardboard cut out of JC.
You know what? Here's the truth. We don't even have time to write our own commitment speech.
I know. They had to write them for us.
So we just be like, taken from others that have done.
We just cut and paste from the internet other inspirational quotes from other inspirational people's inspirational speeches.
Let's bring in executive producer Mike.
Yo. Hey, Mikey!
Love my intro. So the whole idea is that you hear the same stuff all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Let's have a little twist. So we prepared
a
speech.
Twist.
I hate a little twist.
We prepared a speech for you guys with just random lines from Ellen, Oprah, Barack Obama, Bill Nye the Science Guy, Drake, and all of them.
Okay.
So we put this list of people who have distinguished voices on a wheel.
Uh-huh.
Lil Wayne. A drill sergeant.
Oh, boy.
Mike Tyson.
Oh, no.
Cartman from South Park.
Yeah.
Cartman.
Any one of the Kardashians except for Rob, one of the female Kardashians. Elmo.
Oh, that sounds so hard, Mike.
A guy inhaling helium or a girl inhaling helium. Nicolas Cage. Sophia Vergara from Modern Family.
Oh, my God.
How many choices do we have?
Well, those are the numbers. That's the...
Oh.
A Southern black preacher or a Southern preacher.
Okay.
Southern preacher.
Curtis the dog. and Christopher Walken.
Oh, no, Eskimo Assistant. Sorry.
You guys reach in there, grab out a number. It's going to determine what order you go in.
Okay.
First, second, third, or fourth. Yeah. And then we're going to spin the wheel and see what voice you have to read.
I'm going to take that to Jenna.
This commencement speech.
This makes my stomach hurt.
So when it says in parentheses on our script, laughter,
that's
are
we
supposed to laugh?
That's when the crowd would laugh.
Oh, we're hoping.
We're hoping that the crowd would laugh.
We're inserting laughter here.
Really pulling back the curtain.
I'm number one.
You go first.
Why am I always number two and I have to follow Kelly?
Kelly's number one. Jenna's number two. Who's number three?
I'm number three.
I even lose at picking numbers.
And you picked first.
I even lose at picking numbers. Number four.
Yeah. Right. Well, Al, you always end with the best.
Yeah.
Honestly, that's what you're supposed to do. Leave them laughing.
All right. So Kelly's going to go first. Kelly's going to spin the wheel, and it's going to determine what voice she has to use to read this commencement speech.
Spin the wheel, Kelly.
It's imaginary.
Spin the wheel, Kelly.
I'm spinning it.
Okay.
It's like a lawnmower.
Or cranking my lawnmower.
Helium.
Where did my lawnmower land? Helium.
Helium.
Oh, bring it in.
Bring in the helium.
You might need to bring in more than one because
we need two balloons.
I want to try it, too.
Oh, thanks.
Why didn't we get 99 red loof balloons?
More helium!
Because Kroger didn't have red balloons last night.
And there's a twist.
Can I have some helium?
99.
All right, it's leaking, so I need to go ahead and get started. All right,
Here we go.
You ready, Kelly?
Inhaling the helium.
Kelly's about to do a commencement speech.
Members of the class of 2014, thank you for inviting me, Kelly Raspberry, to be your commencement speaker and to share some wisdom.
More helium.
Pause for laughter.
With you on this momentous day, follow your passion and stay true to yourself. Never follow anyone else's path unless you're in the woods and you're lost and you see a path. By all means, you should follow that. Go out and change the world. When life hits you...
Oh, more healing.
Kelly's gonna follow her.
When life hits you in the head with a brick, don't lose faith. Find what you love and build yourself a great story.
YOLO.
Oh, yes.
Hashtag YOLO.
Give us the YOLO.
Children, don't do this at home, please.
Do not pick your nose in public. And lastly, I'm going to do it good, and I'm going to try not to exhale too much.
Okay. Here's the... Kelly's about to finish off her speech. Commencement speeches on the Kidcratic Morning Show.
She's going in and out of being a woman and a man.
We're drawing...
I don't have enough thing to suck on.
She said. Well, go ahead and save that, please.
Oh, yeah. That's Christmas reel right there. That's Christmas reel.
Wow.
Here we go.
And lastly, never get into an elevator with Solange Knowles. Congratulations and good luck to the graduating class of 2014. God bless you and God bless the United States of America.
America! Right.
Where are you trying to suck on my helium balloon?
Guys, don't do it because we're about to do our speeches.
Al can't stand it. He got
to
do it.
Al, we're about
to
do a speech.
They might spin it again.
I'm going to try it.
Oh, my God. Like he's never inhaled.
Jenna. Man. Al.
Al, don't.
You have to do your speeches right now. Stop sucking on the helium.
Okay.
Well, if I had to do a Kardashian.
Because you ain't getting any. I'm telling you.
If I had to do a Kardashian, this would work.
Let it go.
I'm not.
You're not even that.
You got to spin the wheel.
Yeah, Jenna's number two.
Well, hold on. We got to wait for this helium to go away.
Well, you could spin, and then we'll figure it out.
Ready? Reach over there and spin the wheel.
Exhale. Go.
Yeah, you're good.
I can't do elbow. I'm just saying. I'm going to have to swap, JC.
Oh,
you have a good elbow.
Southern Preacher.
Oh, man. Hold on.
Is the helium gone? Okay. What's the helium, JC?
Yeah, I'll hold it.
I don't want helium.
We'll play a sample of what that sounds like for you.
Okay. Okay, ready?
When I look back over my life and when I think things over, I can truly say that I've been blessed. I've got a testimony. I cannot forget.
Do your line and go.
You know what?
Like that.
Yeah.
Can I get an amen?
Amen.
You know what? Not offensive at all having a white girl do this. Okay.
You can do it. I've seen white girls do it.
Hillary Clinton did it.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't have to be dude, right? Just
no.
Oh, yeah. Southern preacher.
All right. Members of the class of 2014, thank you for inviting me, Jenna, to be your commencement speaker and to share some wisdom with you on this momentous day.
Amen.
Testify.
Oh,
hello.
Stand up with me.
Please don't make me stand up.
Come on.
We're already standing.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Follow your passion and stay true to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Never follow anyone else's path.
Never.
Unless you're in the woods.
Woods.
And you're lost.
Lost.
And you see a path.
Oh, a path.
By all means, you should follow that path.
Follow that path.
I'll follow it.
What if the path leads to hell?
You go out and you change the world.
Change. Oh. Make that change.
Hamanaha.
Hamanaha?
I don't know.
Can I get a hashtag YOLO?
YOLO. YOLO. Hashtag YOLO.
Do not pick your nose in public.
No.
Not with your own finger.
That's the triangle of death.
And never, ever, 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 ever get into an elevator with Solange's nose.
No. Ooh, no, that's kicking.
Congratulations. Congratulate yourself.
Congratulations,
congratulations. Self.
Good job, JC.
And good luck to the graduating class of 2014.
Amen.
May God bless you.
Oh, gosh.
God bless.
And God bless the United States of America.
America.
Oh, boy.
America.
Holland.
America.
Where's my fan?
Oh, man. It looks like a workout.
That was good, Jenna.
Thanks.
All right, so JC, you drew third.
Yep.
Are you ready?
Are these?
Spin the wheel, dude.
Okay, spin it, Shannon.
There's a lot still on the list. It could be Lil Wayne, Drill Sergeant, Mike Tyson, Cartman, or Kardashian.
Oh, you're Christopher Walken.
Nick Cage, Chris Walken.
Oh, my Chris Walken's on point.
Oh, give him a. What about JC? Boys and girls.
Elmo.
Yay.
Oh. Elmo.
Okay.
You got it. You're good at this one.
Yeah. Oh, I do it every day with my kids.
All right, there you go. Good.
Okay.
I'm Elmo.
It's almost not fair.
It's almost crazy.
Advantage.
Yeah.
Members of the class of 2014. Thank you for inviting me, JC Elmo Chavez, to be your commencement speaker. And to share some wisdom with you on this momentous day.
Elmo got creepy.
Oh, he touches people. Follow your passion and stay true to yourself.
Tickle me, Elmo.
No! No!
Never.
Stop. Stop.
Elmo can't stop laughing.
No, Jenna's tickling me.
Because it's tickle me, Elmo.
Tickle me, Elmo.
Never follow anyone else's path. Unless you're in the woods and you're lost. And then you see a path. By all means, you should follow that path. Go out and change the world.
Yeah.
When life hits you in the head with a brick, don't lose faith. Find what you love and find yourself a great story. Hashtag YOLO.
YOLO.
Niolo?
YOLO.
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 YOLO. You only live once.
Why?
Do not pick your nose in public, children. And lastly.
Why is he mump trail off?
I don't know. It's creepy.
Never get into an elevator with Solange Knowles.
Or creepy Elmo.
Congratulations and good luck to the graduating class of 2014.
Is this the Elmo that's in jail?
God bless you. Yes. And God bless the United States of America.
Yay.
Woo! U.S. of America.
Yay.
That's good. Oh, wow.
I couldn't enjoy it because I'm sitting over being nervous about mine.
What you got to be nervous about.
I was just hoping he was like, I hope I get that preacher one.
Yeah, right? I could have probably done that.
Or helium.
Can you do Christopher Walken? Like if he lands on it?
Al can't do any impression.
Everything Al does.
Christopher Walken is.
Bill Cosby for you, right?
No, it's Homer Simpson.
Oh.
If it's Homer Simpson, yes, he could do it.
No.
But we're doing commencement speeches with a twist. Al drew last, so he's got to spin the wheel to find out.
Oh, hold on. Just for fun, can we hear your Christopher Walken just in case you get it? Just come on.
Hi, I'm Christopher Walken.
Spot on. All right, here we go. Spin the wheel.
Kardashian boys.
Oh, yes. Oh,
that
yes.
Is right.
Do we have a sample?
It is valid. Yeah. Sounds like this.
Al, how would you compare your
butt? It was such a fun process. It was like reliving all these memories and moments. And it's funny to hear Chloe for some reason. I don't know where her stories get twisted, but she always has a different version than Courtney and I.
Courtney's is the strongest.
Yeah.
Al, you just gotta like
ground
and say a lot of literally.
Like members of the class of 2014.
You're in the bathroom.
Oh.
Thank you for inviting me, Big Al Mac, to be your commencement speaker. Really. Like, wow.
Oh, not as constipated.
We can make
more
this one
Valley.
Oh.
Yeah, that's
Valley
enough.
Girl.
Good job.
Follow
Al.
Your
good
passion. And stay true to yourself.
Just give God bless America. No, really.
Never follow anyone else's path. I did that one time and I just got really lost, you know.
Do you have any helium left?
Wine.
Yeah, do Kardashian on helium. Good call.
Yeah, good call, Mike.
Okay.
Oh, man. We were going so strong.
Yeah.
We were so strong.
Go out and change the world.
You sound like Al from the teacher test.
This isn't Lil Wayne.
YOLO.
don't pick your nose in public. And lastly, never get into an elevator with Solange Knowles. Congratulations and good luck to the graduating class of 2014.
Thanks, Al.
God bless us.
If you're just tuning in, we're doing commencement speeches in different voices. That was supposed to be the Kardashian voice.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I think I overdosed on helium.
I don't know who
you sound like. Are we doing the teacher test right now?
No.
No.
That's
no,
what you sounded
no,
like.
No.
The Kid Kratic Morning Show is back.
It's time for the most interesting listener of the week.
My husband has this abnormal fear that his butt smells terrible. So every morning before he puts on his boxers, he rubs deodorant all over his boxers and then walks around the house with this awful deodorant stain on his butt. Does that make him crazy?
Oh, my
God.
That was the most interesting listener of the week.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
And I actually thought about that more than once this week.
Really?
I did too.
Yeah, I just couldn't understand why he would apply the deodorant to his underwear or powder or whatever instead of directly to his butt. I just could not understand that.
Because you should apply it directly to the butt if you're going to.
You know, when you're wearing deodorant under, you know, deodorant, you don't apply it to your shirt.
No. You put it on your
armpit. And then put it on. You put it on your armpit. So why would you apply it to your underwear? It does not make sense.
It just seemed weird to him to stick that mark that.
Do they have
on the butt?
Is there a market for butt deodorant?
Well, they have they have different hygiene sprays and things. You can put them anywhere.
That's the same thing. He goes, I got it.
What's monkey butt?
That's for chafing. That's for chafing.
Yeah, it's like for bike riding and stuff.
Yeah.
Or jogging. If you know, maybe your cheeks jiggle a lot when you jog.
Sweat related, right? The sweat and the chafing. So
yeah.
That's to do with that a little bit.
Yeah.
Just put baby powder in there or something, right?
That's what I do.
I would think so.
Like diaper cream.
Yeah.
But then when you toot, like all this powder, come out, wouldn't it? Yeah, but it's
that'd be great. That'd be like LeBron. LeBron coming in again and does that little thing. Make your butt cheeks do that.
Make the booty clap.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then you couldn't like crop dust and get away with it.
Mm-mm. No.
There'd be evidence.
You literally crop dust.
Talcum powder.
I think Bob just let one loose. Look at that. Look at that cloud of smoke over there.
I'm going to put dry shampoo in there.
Oh, that's weird when you say
that. All right, let's move on from butt talk.
Okay.
Yeah, let's move on over to the Twitter world.
All right.
On the side of your Twitter page, there's the trending topics. A lot of the time, it's the hashtags.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's only like the top 10 things going on. And sometimes it'll be really big stories. And sometimes it's something that you're like, where did this come from? Because we've made it before as a show with weird things we've gotten you guys to tweet
all the time.
All the time.
One caught our eye, actually. Hashtag undateable because.
Oh.
The response.
Was Jenna on there?
Jenna, did you write one?
Actually, it was people just writing me, and I think that's what got this trending. Yeah, I've actually randomly, when I used to hashtag stuff for no reason, I think I've hashtagged that before.
Because today my favorite one is hashtag make a song depressing. There's always funny ones like that, and you read the responses, and they're great. Like, hashtag undateable because. My mood fluctuates more than Oprah's weight.
Oh,
how about this one? Undateable because I think Don Sterling is misunderstood.
Whoa. Undateable because I'm a level 30 wizard. I have no time for mortal things like love and sports. This one was obviously written to someone, not self-deprecating. Hashtag undateable because the only job you've ever had was a nose job.
Ooh.
That's mean.
This one's pretty good. Undateable because I'm told I come across kind of murdery in person.
Murdery.
This is true. Somebody is pointing out reasons why you're undateable. Undateable because you still have a flip phone.
If
you still have a flip phone, I'm thinking
is
of
that
my
bad?
It's kind of dated. My dad finally got rid of the flip phone.
My mom still got one.
We finally. But you don't want to date your mom.
Right.
I see like really rich dudes that have the flip phone still. Ladies,
really?
I don't know why they just have.
They think it's quirky. It's like rich people having corn dogs at their wedding reception.
I guess.
Look how funny I am because I have a flip phone.
It's just like, hey, I'm cool with my flip phone. Hashtag undateable because the only CD I own is Nickelback.
Undateable because the ladies are looking for a sugar daddy and my bank account is a diabetic.
I like this one. Undateable because I live with my parents who still live with their parents.
Oh,
that's back-to-back parent living.
Full on double pair.
I've never heard about that.
Undateable because I am super positive, but so are my test results.
Oh, no.
Wow.
I think we should save that
no.
one. Yeah, we should save that one for Jen.
See, I never participate. I think I'm highly dateable. I don't understand.
Yeah. Undateable because
I don't have a hashtag.
And now you can date.
I think I'm quite a catch.
Can we just play Kelly's quotes? That's what we need to do. Even undateable because I'm not doing it.
I don't understand.
Even black guys that don't date white girls can date you now because the tan you got going
on. Most guys would say undateable because you smell like spray tan. Guys, I don't smell.
I don't think
I'm going to test
it. I don't think I smell.
We'll do the smell test on you in a second.
I'm going to get on an airplane and test it. I've showered.
Smell her real quick, Al. Kelly got a suntan fake and bake thing.
Not thank you.
I showered, yeah.
Did they like fix that? Did they fix
it? I mean, they've gotten better. Scientists? It used to be you could really smell it.
They've got pretty good.
Oh, my wife still has a stinky one then. Let's go to the phones. Phaedra.
Shut up.
Or Phaedra.
Phaedra.
Yeah, whatever. My bad.
Get it right. What's up, my sister?
That's ESL. Hashtag undateable because.
I background check everybody I date.
Oh, right. Do they know, or you background check them, and you won't go out with them then?
Well, I go on a date with them, and then, like, I'll find out their information, and I'll background check them, and if it's not something I like, then I just, like, ignore their text.
How deep do you go? Because I run background checks, like, if somebody's going to rent a house for me. Do you go, like, as far as the credit
like
and the job?
For it,
and
Yeah.
Well, I do criminal background check to see if, like, they've ever been arrested for anything bad.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I also sometimes do the credit check.
So what's the craziest thing you found in a background check?
Well, I really liked this one guy, and we went out on a date, and I found out that he had some serious, like, charges. He was charged with possession with intent to deliver and guns.
Mm. Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye-bye. Yeah.
See ya.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I wouldn't risk that.
And he lied about his age, too.
By how much?
I can forgive that a little bit. Depends on how much.
How much?
He said he was 28 and he was really like 21.
Ooh, that's, well, as long as he was
trying
legal,
to be older, you know.
Yeah.
I did that
once. Hook up with an older woman.
Yeah.
Thank you, Phaedra.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show is back.
We had a good week with the high-low game.
Yeah, we did.
Lots of winners, lots of money given away.
What did we give away, Kelly?
I'm adding it up right now. Yeah. Why don't you read off the previous winners and I'll have it. Four.
On Monday, Betsy Day won $2,080. On Tuesday, Joyce Phillips won $1,570.
Got it. Wednesday, Brad Ennis won $2,210. Thursday, Brittany Cox won $1,420.
And today, Evan Parsh won $1,150. So that makes the grand total cash we gave away this week in high low $8,430.
$1,000.
We still, that's.
Yeah, I mean, we have 40,000 to give away, so we still have over 30.
Well, we had 40,000. That was gone.
Higher. Lower.
We were talking about the hashtags on Twitter. Hashtag undateable because it caught Jenna's eye. We got a message from Joshua Kelly on Twitter. He said, hashtag undateable because my wife thinks it'd get in the way of our marriage.
Good point.
And that, you do make sense, my man.
Yeah, good point.
You
there.
Make sense. We asked you to call us up, 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And it doesn't have to be just about you. It could be about somebody you went on a date with.
Yeah.
You can let them know, hey, you're undateable because...
Yeah, like this person who says, undateable because you're lazy, I keep checking other people out.
Wow. Wow.
Let's go to the phones.
All right. Mean.
Marcus, hashtag undateable because...
Hashtag undateable because I'm a musician. I woo them all. I bring them in with my voice. Then they do their background check, whether it be through honesty or, their psychopathic behavior. They go do that background check, say, oh, man, this dude, he got a felony.
Well, you could have just started right there, dog. Hashtag undateable because this dude's got a felony.
You got to figure out how to say that in 140 characters or less.
You seem like a nice dude.
He's a nice dude.
Felon.
I'm the nicest guy they'll ever meet.
No, what'd you do?
No, we all make mistakes.
Guys, I'm just going to say it straight to the guy that says it. Any guy that tells you I'm a really nice, good guy, it probably means he's not. You don't have to say it.
And what level of felony are we talking here?
I had a felony with manufacturing and intent to deliver marijuana.
Okay.
I was 18 years old. I'm 27 now, but
he was helping.
And that thing, it haunts
and
you.
And see,
every
but
day.
Some people wouldn't think that was a big deal.
Right. He was,
you know,
helping people with migraines.
Oh, wait.
People,
that's
right.
Glaucoma and
that's
stuff.
Right. Yeah.
Marcus, you were helping
people
the world.
With, people with ADD were cured because of me.
Cured.
Yeah.
Thank you for sacrificing
wow.
yourself, Marcus.
Good luck, you know. Dog. Good luck, man.
Thanks, buddy. On that. I mean, we all make
mistakes.
See,
and some people wouldn't have a problem with that.
Yeah,
some women,
right. Yeah.
Some women will be with, you know, a way worse
that's
than that.
That's a way mm-hmm. different felony than other felonies.
Yeah.
Though. I mean, it's all, you know, it depends it's, on how you feel. But
it's the level of felony.
Yeah, right.
Hey, Stephanie, is your hashtag gooder than everybody else's?
Sure.
Go ahead.
My hashtag is I'm hashtag undateable because I correct people's English.
Yeah, people don't like that.
Yeah. Well,
no.
The small things or no. everything?
Everything. I can't help it. If you
Why?
Use a double negative, I'm going to call you out on it.
No,
nope.
You can help it.
You can help it.
You can help it.
Yeah, but Kelly and I did English. I mean, that's what we were, you know, in college.
You know how many
in...
times Jenna and I just look at each other and don't say anything? Because we know if we say something, it mm-hmm. just hurts somebody's feelings. It embarrasses them.
And it kind of gets in the way.
And
most people understand. You know, I mean, most people get what you're saying. I have one thing that I normally correct. I think you're kind of allowed one if it really bothers you.
What's your one thing?
Choose your battles. It's the I could and or I couldn't care less
okay.
argument, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, irregardless, that, you know, that doesn't really make
but sense. You know what? That doesn't make the person feel better when you correct them.
No, and doesn't. I only, you know, I only do it sparingly. The older I've gotten, you just give up. Just, you got to stop that. Coming from two people that it bothers us as well, okay. stop it.
In my defense,
uh-huh. I am African-American.
Shut up.
So when guys come up to me and they're like, oh, yo, Shody, how you doing, baby? What's up? Mm. I'm like, oh, dear. I don't speak your language, person. Hold on, let me Google an Urban Dictionary real quick, and I'm going to figure out exactly what you said to give you the appropriate response. Give me five.
See,
give me five.
Yeah.
Well, you got to decide.
Don't be condescending.
Well, yeah, you just need to ask yourself, yeah. You know, what is really,
really
important to you?
Well, here's what Dr. Phil asked me point blank at one point. Because
okay.
I was, you know, he said, Kelly, is it more important for you to be right or to be loved? And you know what I told him?
Right.
At this point in my life, it's more important for me to be right. And
Amen.
That's what that was what was
Amen.
More important for me.
Yeah.
But when it becomes more important for you to be loved, then you'll realize I'm going to let that dangling participle
yeah.
go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Maybe one day you'll let some dude be you'll be his wifey, you know.
And he'll learn. He'll get better with grammar just from listening to you speak, not from you correcting him.
No, I've worked with you guys for 8 years and.
Don't let grammar get in the way of you finding someone to spend the rest of your life with.
Oh, see, Al? Oh, you went in it with a preposition. Oh.
How dare you, Al?
Smart enough to mess it up on purpose.
Good luck, baby.
Thank you.
All right. Hey, if you see Kelly this weekend, y'all do something because, you know, y'all are the African-American sisters this weekend. I just can't let it go, Kelly.
I'm not that dark.
Kelly.
Kelly got a tan.
Kelly,
I've been doing squats, so I'm getting a black girl booty. Ooh. Holla.
Holla.
You and me, Kelly. It'll be awesome.
I'm telling you.
I think I have a few more squats to do.
We got you a running buddy, Kelly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, let's go over here with my man.
Should go watch 12 Years a Slave or something this week.
I can't. Yeah. It makes me feel too bad.
Hey, fit in where you get in. Jared, go ahead with your hashtag.
I'm hashtag undateable because I'm a single father of two kids, and my baby girl is jealous of any ladies that I try to date.
That gets tough, man.
I get that.
Don't let the kids meet the woman until you know it's serious.
I never do.
Well, then how does she get jealous?
When it comes to that point, she wants to consume all of my attention.
Well, yeah, she's fighting for her daddy.
Yeah. Just tell her sharing is caring.
You'll meet the right woman.
She needs to learn that.
Yeah. Mike's wife didn't follow that too much either.
All right, you'll meet the right woman. It'll be all right.
All right.
That's tough.
Or just never let her meet the kids. There's the other option.
Mary, your hashtag undateable because?
Well, because I'm a redhead and I'm bipolar. You don't know which person you're getting each day.
Well.
Oh, boy.
I wish Kelly would.
I love your laugh.
Yeah.
I love your laugh.
What do you think, Kelly?
Who are we getting today, Mary?
I'm sorry?
Who are we getting today?
This is the sweet Mary.
Oh, good.
Okay, good.
We love you,
Mary.
You
think the red hair holds you back, really, Mary?
No, that would be one of my pros, for
See?
Sure. I intimidate people, I think.
Yeah.
But it's all good. I learned to work with the red hair for sure.
Yeah.
Now, the bipolar is an issue, but, you know, I try and show that on a good day.
Yeah.
Medicate.
I do have to medicate.
Mm-hmm. Well, Mary, you have a great day and keep having those great days, okay?
You too, and I love y'all's show.
Love you
too.
Hope you find love.
Oh, I'm sure she will. She seems like a nice lady. Brett, hashtag undateable because.
All right. This girl I dated, we went on a couple of dates, and, you know, eventually I went to her house, and she would, like, cuddle with her, like, adult brother. I mean, she was 20, he was, like, 22, and they would, like, full-on, like, spoon on the couch.
And you're just sitting on the side?
Yeah, and then, you know, I called her out on it, you know, afterwards, because when it started happening, I kind of just left. And she was like, why'd you leave? And I was like, you know, that's weird. And she said, are you jealous? And I'm like, of your brother? Are you serious?
Wow.
That's gross. See, that's that whole Angelina Jolie making out with her brother
spooning
thing.
Your Kelly, brother.
Did you ever cuddle with your brother?
No.
Weird.
Al, did you cuddle with your sister?
No, dog. I barely shook her hand.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.